Well, we've seen a series of these over the last couple of months, and there's sort of two versions of the same bank investigator scam. One of them is typically a phone call early in the morning, late at night. You know, this is RCMP phoning with Royal Bank, or this is Scotiabank phoning. There's additional charges on your credit card. And typically in this initial scam, the fraudster is asking people for their personal information over the phone, name, date of birth, address, driver's license number, bank account numbers. We all know that on the back of our cards, there's a called a CVC code, which is a three-digit number at the back of your card. And that can be used for online shopping, represents a cardholder's present doing an online transaction. That's one of this versions of the bank investigator scam. And then you've given all your information away. Typically, they end up using your identity online or making purchases online with all the credit cards that you gave them. The other version of this is actually, I would say, a worse version, if there's really a worse version of a fraud. This is when a lot of people are answering things like pop-up emails. It might look like a Microsoft pop-up that's on your computer. Something pops up on your computer, and then you end up answering that part of the fraud. You let someone give remote access to your computer, and then it turns out you get a phone call. Same thing. This is Royal Bank phoning. We're conducting an investigation. It looks like there's $7,000 extra in your bank account. That's from one of the bank employees that is committing fraud against the bank. We need your help. Typically what happens is they have the older adult go to their laptop, tablet device, or cell phone. They log into their device because there was a previous fraud using Microsoft-type scams. This person now has access to your online banking. And sure enough, when you look at your checking account, there's an extra $7,000. What a lot of the victims don't take the time to really be your own Sherlock Holmes and investigate is this person's had remote access to your banking. What they've done is transferred money from your line of credit or maybe your Visa product, and they put $7,000 into your own checking account, makes it look like you have the bank's money. And the ending of this really is go to your branch, but not your home branch, or go to a different location, take the money out in cash, either purulate it somewhere, hand it to someone to pick it up, or convert that cash into cryptocurrency or Google Play cards, those kinds of other non-currency items, give away those codes on the back of the card, and then your money is gone because it's now online and we can't recover it. Those are the two basic types of bank investigator scams.